The most music in Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings, and it's time for Breaking Bad News. You know, breaking bad news is never an easy thing to do. Unfortunately, or for some reason, we're really good at it, and so you come to us.
Yeah, I mean, we are professionals at this point.
Well, today we are talking to Steve, and he has some horrible news, actually, to give to his wife, May. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're good. I don't think you're as good as we are.
Yeah.
But hey, so my man, tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, so my wife is out of town and has been for a couple of weeks on a work trip. And, you know, she put this heater in the basement and left it on. And it was just, I don't know, it just seems so dumb to be heating the basement. Like, no one's there,
yeah,
whatever. So I turned it off. Well, a couple days later, I figured out why it was that we were heating the basement, because one of our pipes froze and burst.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the worst part about it was it must have happened right after I left for work.
Uh-huh.
So by the time I got home, the basement was sitting in about, I don't know, 4 inches of water.
Of course it is. Now it's probably like a little ice rink in there.
Oh, no. That's bad.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of that, but the bigger problem is the actual cost to fix it. Like, getting the water out is the least of my problems at this point.
Okay.
I checked with insurance. It's not covered. And the cost is like, the low estimate is about $26,000.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, I wish, because the worst part about it is, like I said, insurance doesn't cover it. And my wife and I have been saving up. We were going to go on vacation.
Of course you were.
Oh.
Between the money and getting yelled at are like probably the two worst parts about this whole deal.
Oh my gosh.
I hope she didn't tell me exactly why, because if she did, I'll never hear the end of it.
All right. So basically you're going to break the bad news that unfortunately, because of what you decided to do was to turn that heater off, the pipes froze. Now it's going to cost you around $26,000. And now you got to take that money, which you were going to spend on vacation, and let her know that's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. How do you think she's going to react? Like, we have an idea. I'm pretty sure we have an idea here.
I think we do.
But, like, give me, like, an estimate on your wife. Does she tend to get a little heated about these things?
Well, the way it usually happens if in person is I'll watch it. It should be calm, cool, and collected, and then I'll just watch the thoughts start swirling around in her head.
Oh, no.
And then, like, the comments start getting a little bit more pointed and a little bit heated until the end, where it's basically like, you know, I'll leave you taking the middle of nowhere and leave you for dead.
I'm scared.
I'm scared for you, Steve. Are you ready?
Let's give it a shot.
All right.
Here we go.
Hey, babe.
Hey, honey. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I mean, you know, I'm good. I was just...
What's wrong?
Well, you know, I was calling because I know your trip's getting ready to come to an end, and I need to, I guess...
What's going on?
I wanted to let you know when you get home that there might be some workers here. you know those the heater you have down in the basement?
Yes.
I don't know if it got like turned off or I was messing with it. I think like I probably turned it off just for a little while. I'm not like
you think you probably turned it off for a little while.
He thinks.
Yeah, but just long enough that like I went off to work
burst.
And forgot about it,
burst.
And then when I got home,
the pipes burst. Are you calling me right now to tell me that the pipes burst?
The pipe burst, but don't worry. The good news is they're already starting to work on it. I've already gotten some estimates. The guys are going to be here before you get home.
He hasn't told her the best part of it.
The thing is, I checked with insurance, too, unfortunately, and it's not covered by insurance.
None of it is covered.
No. unfortunately, because I turned off the heater.
You turned it off.
He just admitted it.
that somehow voided the policy concerning the pipes, because I guess we had agreed to have them insulated or to keep it warm.
Right. Which I told you to do. I reminded you to do that. Mm-hmm. How much is this going to be?
Well, see, I've got a couple estimates, but right now the estimates about the cost of our trip to Europe.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Here we go.
So, we're going to have to, I know we were going to go for our anniversary and take this like long 3-week trip and like through Tuscany and the French countryside. And I mean, I'm sick just thinking about the fact that, like, I know how much you're looking forward to it, and I was too.
I need you to stop talking for a second. I need you to stop talking for a second.
The silent, the deadly.
Okay.
Stop, please.
No, dude. She's going to crucify him.
Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, Erin, she's crying.
No. No, I'm not kidding you, man. I promise, I know it's my fault. I'm so sorry. I don't get upset. Like, I mean, the nice,
why
at least
you
you're not here
to
having
me?
To deal
it's
with it.
Thing,
like, I promise.
It's the one thing I told you to do.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I screwed up. I know. I'm sorry.
I can't let her cry. We got to break in. We got to break in. Steve, we're going to break in.
I cannot believe this.
May.
Hi, May.
Honey, I'm going to give you a hug right now. We know. Honey, if I was in this position too, I would cry, and I would just want to give you a hug.
Hi, May. How are you?
What?
Hi, honey. She's like, who are you?
She's very confused.
I needed some help to get the bad news out, so...
Yeah. So basically what he's saying, May, that this is Krista and Erin from Krista Mornings on 931 Jams. And he knew that this was just going to be horrific news to you and just needed some help. And I just wish I could just go into your phone and give you a huggy bear.
Yeah, I do have to say you took this like a champ, though. Better than I expected you to take it.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm just really tired. I work a lot, and I was really... Aww. We've been planning this for a long time, so I'm just really, really disappointed and heartbroken.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, Steve feels very, very bad. He knows that, you know, he was kind of a jackass and wasn't listening to his wife as he always should. And this happened. And unfortunately, now you guys just don't have the money at this time to go on this trip. But that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Luckily, we're here to help.
Yeah, we've been working some magic back here, May. Now, we do use contractors over here at the studio. And we have the number here. We're going to send them out to Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still going to cost, but it should be significantly less than than that $26,000. You might not be able to do your whole 3-week vacation, but you'll still have some money.
You could do a couple days.
It won't be as much. No, we are more than happy to do it.
Yes.
We're working magic back here.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you might have saved my life.
Thank you so much.
Well, of course, that's what we're here for. And I was just going to say, if you didn't want to do that, of course, we could send you somewhere nice, like in the Dells.
Yeah.
And go to a water park. There's always that.
I'm not sure if that compares.
Well, you know, whatever. To each their own. But yeah, will that help you two out?
Yeah,
it would make my life, I think, so much easier. I want her to have this trip. I mean, we've been talking about it for so long.
Yeah.
I know it's what she wants. I think if you guys could do that, that would be so amazing. I'd be so thankful.
It's already been done.
Yeah, sometimes we do good work here.
There we go. Oh, huggy bears all around.
Thank you.